Первый вопрос такой. Да, Шипар Гадаян Махарадж, пожалуйста, расскажите об основании Матха, когда он был основан.
Okay, first tell about yourself and tell about when our Math was found.
Acha. И почему?
And what's the reason of founding our Math?
First question is when Math was established.
No, first question was introduce yourself to leaders of internet, Maharaj. I remember you introduced yourself.
I born in Vaishnava family. My grandfather, Madan Mohan Prabhu, he is the disciple of Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. By his inspiration, whole our family members, everybody are Vaishnavas, and everybody they are disciple of our spiritual masters, His Divine Grace Srila Bhakti Pramod Puri Goswami Maharaj. And only this, that reason, my grandfather's inspirations and whole family members, they are Vaishnavas mentalities, because of that reason I become Vaishnavas. Blind, but still I am trying to be Vaishnavas. I am not Vaishnava yet, I am trying to be Vaishnava. And actually, officially, I took initiation from Guru Maharaj, His Divine Grace Srila Bhakti Pramod Puri Goswami Maharaj in 1986, 21st January. It was Putra Dayakadashi. But I had connection with him unofficially since my childhood, and officially I have my date of birth is 1964, and in 1986, that means how much? When I was 64, when I was 21 year old, and that time I took first initiation from him. When I took initiation, he has no mot, he has no place. So he gave initiation to our whole family, to our house. This is the So that time there is no question to stay in Math. So by our family's inspiration, we were approaching him to keep one place for us after his departure. So he was agreed. After our repeatedly requesting, he was agreed finally. He gave us permission to open one small place at Mayapur for his bhajan. So it was 1987. We purchased a small piece of land at Mayapur, where our Gopinath Gaurimath is situated now. So then we start our Math, Sri Gopinath Gaurimath. But behind this Gopinath Gaurimath name has one history. Guru Maharaj, like these deities or civil duties, Radha Gopinath, ultimate need, Prayajan Tattva. Because of that reason, he has one personal temple, which is given by one king of Bengal. Bengal is one district, there is Badwan district. This king gave one temple, the temple name is Sri Ananta Vasudev Temple. So, when he got the temple, immediately he kept the name of the temple, Sri Gopinath Gaudiya Math. After that, he saw there is no enough facility for preaching to follow the footprint of Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. He left that temple and gave the responsibility to his youngest brother, Noni Gopal Chakraborty. So, that temple becoming again Sri Ananta Vasudev Temple, and Gopinath Gaudiya Math was flying away, but officially Gopinath Gaudiya Math started from 1987 when we purchased those land. And in 1989, we built one small building on that land, and Guru Maharaj gradually he started to stay on that place. Frequently he starts to stay on that place. So gradually people are coming. So Guru Maharaj was feeling that he liked to establish Radha Gopinath duties by our devotees' inspiration and desire of Guru Maharaj. Radha Gopinath appeared in 1990, 7th May. Now officially Guru Maharaj installed those deities to small building at Mayapur. That day, due to certain circumstances, Guru Maharaj was asking me to stay with him. So since that day, I came and joined with him. Then that day he saw on FTCL day, the date was 28th May 1990. That day I officially joined with him.
Okay.
So this is the reason.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Yes, I came because of the order of.
Расскажите, пожалуйста, о Шриле Бхактипрамод Пури Махараджа. Кто он такой, в двух словах, чьи он ученик, какова его заслуга, о его взаимоотношения с другими вайшнавами. Расскажите о вашем гуру.
Okay, please tell us about our guru and tell us about his attitude, his connection, communication with another vaishnavas, and about.
Guru Maharaj behaved. Guru Maharaj means His Divine Grace Lord Bhakti Pramod Puri Goswami Maharaj. He is behaved full of actually absolute example of Vaishnavas. Vaishnavas nature, main natures in four. Is four. This is surrendered by four qualities. first quality is humility. His humility is so excellent. No one can compare with him. He is the example of humility. He was the example of humility. Because that is in other Vaishnava was there is no question about anarchy with him. Everybody had a nice connection. And then is tolerance. Though amongst our Vaishnava communities, societies, there is so many problems, but he was not with this problem. He was always with each mood, divine mood. You forget about that. Tolerance. And he never criticized, I never saw anybody. I never heard any criticism to others. Instead of criticism, his nature was glorifying. He always glorifying to devotees. Even I can give one example, his nature. One time Madhava Maharaj and Guru Maharaj and a group of Chaitanya Gauriyama's devotees,
Srimad Bhaktivedanta Madhava Maharaj,
they went to Jagannath temple and they made big sankirtan in front of Jagannath. Guru Maharaj was leading this kirtan. Jaya Jaya Jagannatho Sisachi Nandan Trihubana Kare Jahare Charana Vandan is kirtan. At that time one thief, one pickpocket, he entered in the bag of Gurudev. And Guru Maharaj, actually he used to take this bag. If someone gives pranami, he is keeping this pranami on that one small bag. So one pickpocket, he entered his hand for taking those amount of money from him. But he don't care about that. One disciple of Madhava Maharaj, Bhaktivedanta Madhava Goswami Maharaj, his name is Bhakti Prasad Puri Maharaj now. That time he was Brahmachari. He catch his pickpocket hand. As he was telling, he was shouting, Maharaj, pakadiya, pakadiya. He was just a Punjabi. Maharaj, pakadiya, pakadiya. I catch him. Catch the pickpocket. Then Maharaj was threatening him. Hey, idiot. Why you break my mood? Forget about money. Give him money. But this mood will not appear again. This kind of mood was. So, when he was, instead of that, he was glorifying to thief. Instead of fighting him, he was glorifying. He need money, because of that reason he gets. He came here, take the money from us. So what's the harm? It was his mode like that. So, because of that reason, each Vaishnava, not only Vaishnava, each person was, there is no any confliction with him. He cannot think about that. After his departure, when we brought his transcendental body from Jagannath Puri to Mayapur, at that time more than 5,000 people came to see his body. Each acharyas from ISKCON, from different Gauriyamas, who is near around Mayapur, who was around Mayapur, everybody came to see him with group of his disciples.
When he was?
On his departure.
When?
Departure 22nd. 22nd November. There's small piece of, actually our mod is too small. So it was totally tied up. You can imagine this. With this way, you can think there is no one can No one has any kind of confliction with him. And since he joined, he always keep connection with every Vaishnavas. Even I saw to whom we are calling Sahaji or Babaji, they also used to come to see visit Gurudev. Even this Lalita Prasad Thakur, Lalita Prasad Thakur, Prabhupada's brother, their disciple also like to actually keep his photo in their temple. Still they are coming. After his departure, they call me to their temple to arrange. So they are arranging festival. They like to make festival in my presence. So I went there with a group of devotees. And I saw their whole night, day 24 hours, they did Sankirtan. Morning 6 to next morning 6. Sankirtan, then Navar Sankirtan, then week feast with the glories of our Gurudev. But they are Sahajiya. So this is, you can imagine the nature of Guru Maharaj. One nature, Vaishnavas, is Ajata Shatru. Ajata Shatru means who has no enemy. He is absolute free from enemies. Everybody is his friend. Absolutely he was the example. It was the nature. So, such a way he was honored by whole Vaishnava community. Next question.
Какие были его личные взаимоотношения с Шримад Свами Махараджем, Шримад Шридхар Махараджем и другими известными на Западе ачарьями?
Please tell us about your personal attitude, personal connection of Puri Maharaj and Shri Shridhar Maharaj and Bhaktivedanta Swami.
I already explained that all his godbrothers were so dear to him. And all his by his nature, they are so dear to him. And by his nature, he also accepted everywhere. With amicable mood. An amicable mood? Amicable mood. So, Shivaya Maharaj and Guru Maharaj, so close relation. Actually, Guru Maharaj, as per joint to Mott, he was senior most from all. 3 years senior than Shivaya Maharaj. He was 3 years senior than Madhava Maharaj as per joint of them. And Swami Maharaj, they may be 10 years senior than Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. But he was not keeping this "I am senior," this motto, "I am senior." He always, "I am servant of Vaishnavas." He was respecting in this way to all his godbrothers. So I saw so many meetings with Swami Shridhar Maharaj. When Shridhar Maharaj was departure from the planet, so 3 days before, Shridhar Maharaj was pulling him from Calcutta. Suddenly, actually, that time which car he went to from Kalna to Mayapur, on the way, it was Shridhar Maharaj Mott. But just Shridhar Maharaj's Mott, crossing of the Shridhar Maharaj Mott on the highway, this car's wheels was leakage. Was leakage.
Yeah.
So gradually, then it was time take time to fit up, refill this leakage, and fit the wheel again. So then he was asking, this, what is it? This is Sridhar Mahatma, right? Yeah. Then devotee was telling, yes. Then, so I should go to Sridhar Mahatma. When you arrive Sridhar Mahatma, Sridhar Mahatma is telling, I was thinking about you. Please come. Please stay with me. I have lots of questions I will ask you. I like your association. After 2 days, Sridhar Maharaj expired, passed his body. And before that, he was, Sridhar Maharaj was telling him, please take care of all my disciples. Bonmoy also, same situation. So, Sridhar Maharaj, after Sridhar Maharaj passed his body, all his disciples requesting, repeatedly requesting, and he was eagerly wants to do his Sridhar Maharaj Samadhi. Sridhar Maharaj Samadhi made by Gurudev. Samadhi ceremony made by Gurudev. Didn't Samadhi?
Yeah.
Well, so also I had one cassette, because I personally never saw Swami Maharaj, Sri Swami Maharaj and Guru Maharaj conversation. Not saw, but I hear by one cassette. That cassette was Swami Maharaj was begging pardon. The Maharaj, by my ego, I spoke so many things against all of my God brothers. Maybe I spoke against you also. So please excuse my all offenses. Then Guru Maharaj was talking. Now Maharaj, he was giving lots of quotes. Actually, by your service, all pratishtha, all fame behind you, not you, you are not here to take fame. You are fame behind you. Your activities, your preaching activity, bringing that point, but you are not involved with this name fame. So forget about this. I am not taking any kind of offense from you. I pray to God for your cure. Actually, Maharaj was so sick. Then Maharaj was approaching. I know you are a good singer, Kirtaniya.
Guru Maharaj.
So you, Srila Prabhupada, are so happy to hear your kirtan. So I like to hear from you. Please sing on kirtan. That time Guru Maharaj sang on kirtan. Sing on kirtan. Kirtan is Jayo Radhe, Jayo Krishna, Jayo Vrindavana. That time Bhakti Jayo Maharaj, Guru Maharaj and Swami Maharaj. Three tune I hear. And it was a relation. Also ISKCON has no any kind of complaint against our Gurudev. Of course, in actually unconsciously, due to our fault, not his fault, few devotees from ISKCON, they are initiated by him. This is now good also, we are not feeling well for that. So because of that, this is in ISKCON's new acharyas, they are sometimes they are using very odd against him. But he was not affected by them, by their comments. Then next,
наверное, лучше дальше. Как вы взаимодействуете с другими ачарьями проповеди? Встречаются ли они, проводят ли совместные программы, допустим, со склоном, с какими-то другими махами? Везде, по всему миру.
Maharaj, please tell us about your preaching cooperation in preaching with another Vaishnavas, Iskon Vaishnavas, please tell us about it.
Iskon or Mass Vaishnavas.
I like to communicate with everybody with amicable way. You can see this Govinda Maharaj, I bring him here to show the example. We are united. Though of course Govinda Maharaj has no new society, but usually you cannot see these two leaders in one camp. But I like to show this example. None leader can stay in one camp by any kivaloya. So I like to keep this kind of connection, each societies. Of course I am so junior. I am junior than all of them. I am so lowest for all of them. I like to learn from them. This is true. I am telling from my heart, not from lip. So, because of that reason, due to inspiration of Jayapada Goswami Maharaj of ISKCON, when he start this Saraswat Gauriya Vaishnava Association, I took initiative to organize in proper way. In 1994, when Bhakti Alok Paramadvaiti Maharaj from Germany, he was trying to he start one Vishwa Vaishnava Raj Sabha, World Vaishnava Association. He also made me the member of the organization. Still I am active member of the organization. But due to some reason we are not really active. Actually, practically not active. Both societies. But from my heart I am trying to cooperate with everybody and make some program. And also I did 2 years continuously the chairmanship of Gauriya Vaishnava. I was chairman of Gauriya Vaishnava Association. Saraswat Gauriya Vaishnava Association. So according my chairman, actually under my chairmanship I performed 4 festivals which was so glorious. Vyasa Puja of Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta, Vyasa Puja of Bhakti Vinod Thakur in Mayapur. 2 years I did 2 festivals. Each 2 years means 4 festivals I did. This way. Still I am trying to cooperate each month this should be united, otherwise we cannot preach against impersonalism. Mayavad. Actually our fighting should be against Mayavad. But due to some reason, our ignorance, we are fighting amongst us. This is very bad. So I really like to fight against impersonalism, because it was the motto to establish Gaudiya Math, the society, this kind of religious society. Actually, it was the motto of our Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Prabhupada. So I like to carry out his mood by my capacity, with united way. I cannot do it alone. I like to do it together. But due to age of Kali, it is quite impossible. I have tried since 5 years, but very result is coming very teeny way. So I hope Mahaprabhu's blessings will not be inactive. It should be active very soon.
Почему он говорит, что очень маленькие мизерные результаты? Мы слышали, что он проводил даже в России в прошлом году совместную программу вместе с Ниранджана Свами, лидером ИСКОН, а также в том же году он провел совместные программы с русскоязычными лидерами Бхактивиданты Манха.
Махарадж, why do you speak about teeny results? We remember two very big meetings, first meeting last year with ISKCON disciples and another meeting.